This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The Muslim religion does not accept the Father-Son relationship of God Almighty and Jesus Christ. That means Muslims reject the biblical doctrine of the Trinity. They have a legal right to decide what they will believe, but they and you need to know the consequences of their denial. Whosoever denies the Son, the same does not have the Father. But he who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. 1 John 2:23. Incidentally, the word denies is present tense. The verb literally reads, whosoever continues to deny the Son does not have the Father. So long as he denies the Son, he cannot have the Father and be saved. The Father-Son relationship is an absolute essential of New Testament Christianity. The Gospel of John continually emphasizes the Father-Son relationship. Jesus explained to some Jews, I and my Father are one. John 10:30. Jesus prayed on one occasion, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he may give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John 17:1-20. John teaches that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, reveals the Father unto men. John affirmed, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. John 1:18. The word declared means to reveal or to make known. The Apostle John reports a conversation between Christ and some of his disciples. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also, and henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip had some difficulty understanding what Jesus meant. He said to Christ, Show us the Father, and it will suffice us. Jesus says to him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And how do you say then, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. John 14:6-10. If we reject the sonship of Christ, we undermine the very essence of Christianity. That ought to be obvious from passages I have read to you. But think for just a moment of the conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. The eunuch was reading from Isaiah 53:8-9. He did not understand what he was reading. He asked Philip, the evangelist, to explain to him the meaning of Isaiah 53. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. As the two of them rode along in the eunuch's chariot, they came to some water. The eunuch asked, See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Philip told him he could be baptized if he believed with all his heart. The eunuch confessed his faith in Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Philip baptized him into Christ for the remission of his sins. Acts 8:27-38. Did the eunuch have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? If he had not believed that truth, he would have died in his sins. John 8:24. The last part of 1 John 2:23, he who acknowledges the Son has the Father also, does not appear in some versions. It does appear in some of the early manuscripts, and it is a truth that's taught throughout the book of John and 1 John. Thank you, and may God bless you.